The first principle of sales is that you have to enjoy selling. So let me ask you a very important question. Do you love to sell? Do you love to sell? Somebody at your company has to jump out of bed every morning and run to the office and call a perfect stranger because they just can't wait to share with them the value that they're going to get from your products and services. You have to have a great sales attitude and a great sales mindset. There are only two other options. You have some resistance and some hesitation. You got a bad attitude and you get poor results. Or you have some resistance and hesitation. You have a terrible attitude and you go out of business. The bottom line is it's not possible to have good sales results and a bad sales attitude. Your sales attitude is everything. You have to enjoy selling. You have to love to sell. And here's a big clue for you. The CEO and your senior executives have to sell too. This is one of the things that you cannot fully delegate to other people, because all of your big deals, all of your partners, all of your significant supplier relationships are going to want to talk to you as the CEO. They're going to want to focus with you on the sales conversation, and you're going to be the one that has to close the deals or at least work closely with the sales professional on your team to close the deals. You can get assistance, you can hire professionals for your team, but you have to sell too. This is not optional. You can't delegate it completely. You certainly can't abdicate it. If you're a leader at your company, you have to be effective in sales. And like we said earlier, if you want to have good sales results, you have to have a great sales attitude. Here's a bonus for you. If you're having any hesitation or resistance at all, and you're a person of honor and integrity in all that you do, then your success in sales depends completely on the confidence that you have in the value of your products and services. When you are confident in the value that you're bringing to your marketplace, having sales conversations is about giving people something. It's not about taking anything. It's not about risking anything. It's about giving a gift to your prospects and allowing them the privilege of becoming your customers. Here's an example. If I told you that I had 100 $1,000 bills and I wanted you to give them away to people, would you have any hesitation in that at all? No. You'd be calling people up on the phone. You'd be tapping people on the shoulder in the street, people that you didn't know, perfect strangers, and you're going to be saying to them, "Hey, I've got a deal for you today. I'm giving away $1,000 bills." And I guarantee you that they would love to have that conversation with you. Well, that's the same way as it is in sales. When you are convinced of the value of the products and services that you offer, with the great return on investment that you're providing to your customers, then you have no hesitation at all. And if you have hesitation, the bottom line is, it's probably because you don't have enough confidence in the value of your products and services. So focus on the gift that you are giving others. Focus on being grateful for the opportunity that you have to provide great value to others. Focus on being on the positive side of a fair exchange of value. Leave just a little bit of money on the table. Make sure that your customer wins, and make sure that they feel like they are winning. And make sure that you are winning too, because otherwise you're not going to have a good attitude about that sales conversation. So again, let me ask you, do you love to sell? Do you really love to sell? If you love to sell, you're going to be successful in sales.